Still don't know whose phone that is. I thought first half we probably created the best chances. If you take them, obviously we're on the front foot. So I thought we played well first half. Our keeper has two great saves from free kicks, which I think was all Dundee United really created first half. Second half, we came out, we scored a wonderful goal. It's a really good counter-attack. Ryan Williamson more or less runs the whole length of the pitch, puts a great ball in the box, and Nicky obviously does what good strikers do and gets a goal. And it looked as though at that point Dundee United had gone. It looked as though it was going to be how many at that point. And then we shot ourselves in the foot with just a really poor goal from our point of view to lose. And Dundee United get a bit of momentum at that point. I thought for maybe 10 or 15 minutes they were a better team, created a couple of chances. And then we get a foothold in the game again when we brought in Nat Wellerburn. And we're unlucky not to win the game at the end.
I suppose you can't explain a goal like that, can you?
No, that's what I'm saying. 99 times out of 100, when you clear the ball at the park there, it goes out for everyone. And it just happened, Scott McDonald's read it, he's got his foot in there, and they get that wee bit of luck that they were needing at that point.
You still took a lot of confidence out of the game, you know,
definitely. You don't come to Tannadice very often and play like that, and I think, well, from my point of view, we're a better team. So it's a difficult place to come, and it shows you maybe how far the boys have came. I thought there was some really good performances. I thought James Vincent in the middle of the park, I thought he bossed the game. He was everywhere at times, but it was individually, collectively, a lot of good performances, and we've just got to make sure we turn that into wins with the remaining six games we've got left.
Are your hopes for a playoff place?
No, that's where we've got to be. That was a target at the start of the season. We want to be in the top four. I think as a club we want to keep progressing. We finished fifth last year, so that's got to be the target, and we're more than capable of doing that. We know what we've got to achieve over the next six games. A lot of hard games. You can see how tight this league is. But I think you can see the confidence the boys are playing in just now, the vein of form they're in. And we've just got to make sure we take that into every game between now and the end of the season.
Great backing from the supporters today as well.
It's massive. We've got a big support. We've got a couple of home games coming up as well. It's really important to get behind us again. But I thought they were magnificent again today. And you could see that they really enjoyed the way the boys played and probably, as I said, deserved to win the game.
When you made the substitution, you took James Cregan off. What was your instruction to Nat?
Not just to go into the middle of the park. They were getting a little bit of joy in the middle of the park and kind of outnumbering us in there a little bit. So putting Nat in there just to shore things up alongside James Vincent. And then I thought we'd get back in the game again.
That's all. Cheers. Thank you all. Cheers.